something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips in that farmer's field. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you'd ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Israeli officials claim they've identified the body of a hostage they say was found inside the Gaza Strip during the IDF's ongoing ground operations. ABC's Patrick Reeval with the latest from Tel Aviv.
The IDF says they found the body of 65-year-old Yudit Weiss close to the Al-Shifa hospital. They say that they found her in a structure, but they also found Hamas weapons, including RPGs. They say that her body was taken back to Israel and she was identified there. She'd been kidnapped along with the other 239 hostages.
The Biden administration urging Israel to avoid civilian casualties. A federal jury found David DePape guilty of assault and attempted kidnapping in last year's hammer attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, inside their San Francisco home. Supreme Court denying a request from Florida to allow immediate enforcement of a law that targets drag shows, barring establishments from knowingly admitting a child to an adult live performance. This is ABC News. Applications for jobless claims rose by 231,000 last week, 13,000 more than the week before, and the biggest jump in 3 months. Hundreds of patients at a Massachusetts hospital may have been exposed to hepatitis and HIV.
The potential exposures concern 450 patients at Massachusetts Salem Hospital, about 20 miles outside of Boston, during endoscopy procedures. Patients may have been exposed to hepatitis B and C and HIV. Salem Hospital says during those endoscopies, IV medications were administered, quote, in a manner not consistent with our best practice, and they've taken multiple corrective actions in response to this event. A spokesperson emphasizing that the risk of infection is small. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Major League Baseball owners voting unanimously to allow the move of the Oakland A's to Las Vegas. A's owner John Fisher says his team had no choice but to move after years of trying for a new stadium in Oakland. New stadium in Las Vegas will be ready in 2028. Andy Field, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Department of Workforce Development economist Dennis Winters.
People are getting jobs, they're getting paid well, and hence they're spending that money. And as you know, that's what drives the U.S. economy pretty much.
More than 3 million people are working in non-farm jobs in Wisconsin. That's close to a record. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher and Tom Tiffany were the only two members of Wisconsin's delegation to vote against a bill to avoid a government shutdown. The bill divides government funding into two portions with new deadlines in January and February. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This is a friendly reminder that winter parking restrictions begin on November 1st. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation of this ordinance on or after November 1st. We hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. Please call the department if you have any questions.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers ready for a fight Saturday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers hope to snap a three-game losing streak when they host the Nebraska Cornhuskers Saturday night. The kickoff at Camp Randall set for 6:30. After beating Wisconsin and Madison last weekend, Northwestern has named their interim head coach, Dave Braun, as the Wildcats' new head coach. The 38-year-old Braun was hired as a defensive coordinator just 10 months ago. Baseball, the Brewers introduced bench coach Pat Murphy as the team's new manager. 41-year-old Ricky Weeks will take Murphy's place, but with a new title, associate manager, with a chance that maybe someday he could be in charge.
I'm very thankful to Mark, Matt, obviously, Murphy here. To me, it's a very good homecoming for me. Kids was born, basically raised in the baseball field and now being able to be here, you get a little emotional about it. Come back to a city, to basically where I grew up at. It really means a lot to me.
That's the Brewers associate manager, Ricky Weeks, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70 of Phillips, passed away on Friday, October 6th, of complications from a stroke that he had in April of 2018. He is survived by his wife, Lynn, by his three sons, Todd, of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, by Travis, of Oshkosh, and by Troy, of Wanakee. Survived also by eight grandchildren, along with his siblings, John, of Idaho Falls, Idaho, Jeff of Abbotsford, by Mary Jo Palmore of Tucson, Arizona, and by Carol Roman of Puerto Pensco, Sonora, Mexico. Survived also by several sisters-in-laws, nieces, and nephews. A celebration of life for Tim will be held next summer, 2024, Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70 of Phillips. David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at his home. He is survived by his three children, John Rose of Colfax, Joe Rose of Plymouth, Minnesota, and Heidi Pipcorn of Elk Mound. Further survived by seven grandchildren, by his brother, Paul Rose of Butternut, and by his sister, Judy Peterson of Park Falls. Survived also by his special niece, Molly, and many other nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut on Monday, November 20th at 1 p.m. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church Monday from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls. Bernice Helen Polachek passed away peacefully on November 8th at the Northern Lights Care Facility in Washburn, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband of 67 years, Joseph, by her children, Mark Polachek, Brian Polachek, Polachek, Gerald Polachek, and Janine Dobson, survived also by 10 grandchildren, by 18 great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Raymond Voken. Memorial services to be held 12 noon on Saturday, November 18th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation to be held 1 hour prior to the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice Helen Polachek. Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice, passed away the morning of November 11th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital after a short illness. She is survived by her four children, Shelley Lewandowski of Mosinee, by Michael Pishka of Wausau, by Mark Pishka of Rothschild, and by Sharon Weeks of Mosinee. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Betty Carlson, Helen Best, by Sharon Jilka, and by Jack Collander. Survived also by her sisters-in-law. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 25th, at the First Baptist Church in Prentice. Visitation beginning at 9:30 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice. Bernice M. Watland, age 100 of Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at Marshfield Hospital in Minocqua. She is survived by her two daughters, Nancy Lee Nelson of Westfield, and by Cora Lee Erickson of Minocqua. Survived also by five grandchildren, by seven great-grandchildren, and by one great-great-granddaughter, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, Monday, November 20th, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice M. Watland, age 100, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done in November. The ADRC of the North will be offering brain health screens throughout the month of November. Come meet with Shea, the dementia care specialist for Price County, to have a screening done. It only takes about 10 to 15 minutes of your time. Offered at convenient locations across Price County. Call the ADRC of the North for more information at 1-866-663-3607 or check out the Facebook page for the ADRC of the North Price County branch. You'll also find posters in the community featuring dates and times. Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done. Call 1-866-663-3607 to reach the ADRC of the North to ask about brain health screening in November.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
At the Home Depot, we have all kinds of trees, but the one thing they have in common is they were all made for joy. Like the 7.5-foot Jackson Noble Fir Artificial Christmas Tree for only $2.99. It easily clicks into place and comes to life with 1,200 color-changing lights and 8 different remote control settings. When you buy your tree at the Home Depot, not only will you get more out of it, you'll be able to put more under it. Bring home joy with your perfect tree from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A wind advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 25. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the mid-40s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 38 tomorrow. Lows level off around 25 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 62.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98
Q Country.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
Just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man, there ain't no doubt. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't nothing gonna spill it. Nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around, unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life, I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath.
Here's Brian Kelly with See You Next Time.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go. Jacksonville, Georgia. After holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita? Can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. Them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign. Yeah, girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita. Can I get your number? Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night,
favorites, your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
98.3. Online at 98QCountry.com.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know.
For all you Starbucks drinkers, I'll tell you what that means coming up. By the way, that was the latest from Kane Brown with I Can Feel It. And Corey Kent up next.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Picket fenced in, her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down. Keep her heart hanging all round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down.
your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild.
I got my hands in my eyes.
George Burge Mind on you. Today's Red Cup Day for you Starbucks fans out there. They're giving out free reusable red holiday cups when you buy a holiday beverage. If you bring that back to Starbucks during the holiday season, you get 10 cents off your order. The way some of you drink coffee, 10 cents will add up real quick.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today. Lori, what do you got for us there?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later. For more neighborhood news, have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And house recipe pizzas available anytime. At the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend?
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Lynn, and two-time Country Artist of the Year Award winner with Wisconsin Area Music Industry. The Whammies have been around for over 40 years, and they've been helping musicians and helping people for a long time. As a nonprofit, they feel responsibility to give back to their community. Find out more from WAMI.org. Everywhere we go, I
want to stay. Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A wind advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 25. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the mid-40s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 38 tomorrow. Lows level off around 25 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 62.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
The fires don't start them.
Country.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We stay good as new, like a fresh corner paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh baby, song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her, then the last several miles turn into a blur.
Gonna need.
you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and rips every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's everything you're ever gonna need. And then I hope you treat like you did only.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
There we were in the back of that old C71. The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Oh, I know whenever what the radio's playing, I was singing like the moon on all the words your lips were saying. All I know is there was magic in that Chevy, baby.
Jason Aldean, coming up next.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nothing slows my little girl down.
Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex. Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Aspirus DeRoy Terrace Senior Living in Phillips currently has efficiency, one bedroom and two bedroom units available. This would be a great way to keep your independence and privacy while receiving the flexibility of living options, services, comfort and convenience of home without all the maintenance responsibilities. They offer 24-hour emergency response, two meals a day, daily well-being checks, and a beautiful courtyard with flowers and wildlife to enjoy and so much more. Please call 715-339-3174 to schedule your tour. Located at 585 Peterson Drive in Phillips.
Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done in November. The ADRC of the North will be offering brain health screens throughout the month of November. Come meet with Shay, the dementia care specialist for Price County, to have a screening done. It only takes about 10 to 15 minutes of your time. Offered at convenient locations across Price County. Call the ADRC of the North for more information at 1-866-663-3607 or check out the Facebook page for the ADRC of the North Price County branch. You'll also find posters in the community featuring dates and times. Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done. Call 1-866-663-3607 to reach the ADRC of the North to ask about brain health screening in November.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Landon. Listen to my show, The Buck Off, on Friday, November 17th. We're getting ready for the gun hunting opening weekend. And if you're looking for that amazing deer or an amazing deal, we've got you covered on The Buck Off. Presented to you by Wisconsin Area Music Industry, the Junkyard Bar and Grill in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Kellner Cafe.
The hunt is on this Friday night from 9 to 11. Brought to you by the Big Dipper, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwoods Supper Club, Seed and Feed in Fifield, Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, and by Wildwoods Taxidermy of Fifield.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A wind advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 25. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the mid-40s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 38 tomorrow. Lows level off around 25 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 62.
I would like to introduce to you all,
it's Nate Smith.
You set my world on fire. Yeah, it's all gone.
Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind.